Hello and happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Friday, everybody. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. Welcome to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We do our show here every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Like I said, right here on Radio St. Pete.
Live.
Live. Yes, we do it live. We are live and in living color.
Yeah.
Live in the studio.
Live and in living color. Hey, that first song was Rebel Rebel by
Rebel
you.
Rebel.
Rebel Rebel.
Articulate
by David Bowie. He recorded that song back in 1999.
Good year.
Yeah, it was a great year. Seems like it should be older than that.
It does.
This says 1999 on
maybe
here.
That's
that doesn't seem right.
Maybe that's when it was remastered,
or probably. Maybe it came out on another album in 1999.
Hey, listen, and this is something that I'm not. I kind of went back and forth about doing this.
But that means it's touchy.
But tonight. If you're a fan of the Florida Orchestra,
yes,
they are. They have this singer, Tony Vincent. He apparently was on like the second season of The Voice.
Okay.
Well, he's going to be featured with the Florida Orchestra, and it's going to be all about David Bowie.
Nice,
right?
That's cool. That sounds awesome.
Right, but here's the thing, and this is why I went back and forth, is because we're doing our show right now.
Yeah.
Oh, what? And it starts at 7?
No, it starts at 8.
Oh.
But I don't want you to leave early.
Right. You know,
to go, they could listen to it on the way.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you to go watch some Yahoo who thinks he can sing David Bowie and miss the show.
Right.
But you're obviously way more important. Yeah,
anyway. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, but it's
much better production.
It's the Music of Bowie, 8 p.m. Friday at the Mahaffey Theater, and that's a 244 2nd Avenue North of St. Petersburg. Tickets look like they range from $35 to $65.
So
if you're interested in going and you want to leave home right now,
you can get down there.
Yeah. If you want more information, you can call 727-892-3331 or you can go online to floridaorchestra.org. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't go, but I'd understand if you did because I'm a big David Bowie fan.
We would have loved to have gone.
Yes, we would. We would have.
It's hard for us to do anything on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm. I just gave out that phone number for you to call the Florida Orchestra or the Mahaffey Theater, whatever it is. But I will also remind you that if at any time during our show you want to give us a call, you can do so at 727-498-0502. Or if you're shy about talking on the radio, you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
And that number again, 727-498-0502.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say it slow for the people in the back.
And Marco Radio Show 1, come on, we need four more Twitter followers.
T- to get to what?
100.
That's so pitiful.
I know.
We're so excited, but it's so pitiful.
But it's still a milestone. You have to celebrate the, right. the little things.
Yeah. Well, before we get any farther, let me go ahead and introduce who we have in the studio.
Let's see.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Brown Harp Jones.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why'd you call me that?
To her right, to her right is my blushing bride, Blind Dog Jones.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
To her right is my boy, Big Legs Jones.
Hey, how you doing?
My name is Jailhouse Bad Boy Jones, and I will be your host for the next couple of hours.
Jailhouse Bad Boy Jones.
Nice.
These are our blues names.
Oh. Okay.
I was going through Facebook the other day, and they had this list of it said what. What's your blues name? So you take like the first letter of your first name, the first letter of your, you know, middle and last, and they have all these lists. Well, mine, you know, M obviously came out to be Jailhouse.
Jail. Oh, okay.
Mark S means- was Bad Boy, and G, because we all share the G, is right. Jones.
Oh, so we're all the Joneses.
Right, we're the Joneses. Now, one badass Jones that I want to mention is Short Stack Jones Hunley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very bluesy.
Yeah.
Very bluesy. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
You know, I try to have some fun on the show.
What was that? Cool.
Yeah, what were they? Again?
I'll do it again.
Hannah
is Brown Harp Jones.
Brown Harp.
Harp.
With a P. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I thought Brown you said heart. Yeah. The first time I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Stephanie, you are Blind Dog Jones.
Blind Dog. That's, I kind of like that.
Yeah. That's fitting. Wear my glasses.
Right. Ty, you are Big Legs Jones.
Leg Day Jones.
Leg Day Jones.
You skipped that one.
Yeah.
And I, again, am Jailhouse Bad Boy Jones.
Bird Legs Jones.
Yes. All of them very fitting. I think.
Quite.
So,
Brown Harp. I'm not too such a fan of mine.
Brown Harp, I think it's pretty.
Is it?
It's pretty.
All right.
Okay.
It's news to me.
Yeah. News to me.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys, you ever have a day at work? Now, look, a lot of times people are more than willing to tell you about the day that they had where nothing went right.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I had just the opposite today. I was like the golden boy.
Yeah. Nice.
Everything I touched was just like,
did you get a lot
yes.
of tickets?
Yes.
No, I should have gotten a lottery ticket.
Shit.
There's still time. Show's over at 8.
Right, show's over at 8. But it just seems like it's just one of those days that everything I attempted to do, perfect.
Wow.
And it's like I didn't have to put any thought into it. It was just like the back of my hand, just natural.
Nice.
I love that. That was great.
How silly are you going to feel when I come over there and slap you in the nuts?
I will feel like not everything is going my way. Yeah.
Things have taken a turn.
Now that I've said that, this whole show will go right in the tank.
Right, exactly.
We'll lose our feed.
Yeah.
I will somehow become...
Illiterate.
babbling idiot.
Inarticulate.
Right. So, anyway, Hannah Claire, your birthday is coming up very soon.
Very soon.
Today is the third day of February. Your birthday is?
The 14th.
Which is also?
Good, he didn't remember.
What, 12 days away?
No.
What?
Valentine's Day.
Woo!
Right, wow. Valentine's Day.
Yep. The day before all the candy's on sale.
Yeah.
Right, and you are going to Key West.
Yeah, I am.
Now, I heard you talking out there. In the living room before the show.
Yes.
When are you planning on leaving?
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
The
this
15th.
Coming Monday?
The 12th. 13th.
12th or the 13th?
The 13th. Sunday. Monday is the 13th.
Wow.
Because my birthday is on Tuesday.
Now, did you say you had to work that day?
No.
You don't?
No. I got this Sunday before that Monday. So Sunday the 12th, I took that off.
All right. And you're going with Pizza Boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeremy.
But he has to work?
On Sunday, yes. Probably till midnight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you saying that you might leave when he gets off work.
I don't know.
That was an idea
that was kind of thrown around, but I don't really like that idea.
I'm not crazy about that idea. I don't want you driving that far at night.
I don't want to be tired. I can't see too well at night with headlights.
I can't either.
I don't want to do that at night. I'm sure that it would be a lot less traffic, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I'd rather go during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you have any special plans when you get down to Key West? I mean, are you...
No.
You don't have... Just do it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Go. Yeah.
Hey, one of the things... Yeah. Now, look,
don't
it's real easy...
Robert the Doll.
What?
What? Don't... Yeah, it's serious.
I don't know about Robert the Dog.
Good. Not the dog. The doll.
The doll.
Don't mess with it.
Where do you find that? Like Mallory Square? Is that... Does he hang out there or what? Is he like a performer?
No, it's like in a museum down there. It's haunted.
Oh.
Oh.
It's wicked haunted.
Did not know about that. Yeah. Mm. I've been down there 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. I thought you guys go all the time. I thought you guys go
all the time.
When?
I don't know.
Honey, you live here.
You're right.
Every time you leave the house.
Yeah. You go to Key West.
We teleport on down for the afternoon.
You go somewhere every year.
It's very easy to injure yourself down there.
Yeah.
So pace yourself.
Drunkenly.
I know. I'm a little worried about that because I can't really drink too much anyway. So,
right.
I don't want to get like super sloshed early on.
Uh-huh. Well, you just have to pace yourself and make sure you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good places to eat down there.
Yeah.
They have a lot of bars.
We are going with limited funds though, so Wendy's and Subway are going to be our jam.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Well, that'll also help with the alcohol intake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their drinks are a little pricey.
Now, one of the things that I would like for you to do when you're down there is try to get over to the beach.
Yeah.
I've not ever been to the beach when I'm down there, but I know that the beach down there is always on like that top 10 list of the best beaches in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. I want to try to go down there. I'm just worried it's going to be a little cold, you know.
Oh, it's not going to be cold. I've been watching the weather.
It's not going to be cold
down there.
Oh, it's going to be probably 20 degrees warmer down there than it is here.
Not 20.
30.
You
went the wrong way.
No, it's
going
to be
gonna get
about
cold
80.
At night, though.
Yeah, it'll get chilly in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
High 60s, low 70s.
Yeah.
But it's so far, the forecast looks outstanding.
And like I was saying earlier, don't be alarmed if I come back with a brand new tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Like I told you. Not on the neck, not on the face.
Yeah. Done. 22, you know.
Yeah,
22
I mean, there's not
tattoo.
A whole lot I can say about it, you know. I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah, it's kind of, you have to do it.
Yeah, it rhymes.
It rhymes.
22 and a new tattoo.
Hey.
I like that. So, this is the Happy Hour show.
Yes.
Hey.
Hannah Claire, you whipped us up some sort of concoction over
yes.
there.
Yes.
What did you whip us up?
It is called Hippie Juice.
Hippie
Ooh,
Juice.
Hippie Juice.
Hippie Juice. Hippie
Juice. I guess we're going to train with you for
yes.
Key West
yes.
with some hippie
well,
juice.
Do you want to tell us what's in it?
Yeah, it has watermelon vodka.
Okay.
Coconut rum.
Mm.
Triple sec.
Mm.
And raspberry lemonade.
Triple
nice.
Sec. What exactly is triple sec?
I think it's orange. There's oranges on the label.
Hmm.
Okay.
So it's some kind of orange liqueur.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a mixer.
Are you
going to
pour us up some or?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
You have to squeeze it out of a Grateful
yeah.
Dead
and
t-shirt.
Unfortunately, the recipe calls for watermelon vodka. But of course, I accidentally picked out the watermelon cucumber.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that'll make a difference.
No, I don't think we'll even notice.
I mean,
I think if you hadn't told us, we wouldn't know.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
she's knocking things over here at the
right.
bar.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. We're good.
Hey, here's something. You know how we've been talking on the show about the Cross Bay Ferry?
Yes.
Well, they just got an award.
Yes.
They were named the Project of the Year.
Yes.
I like that.
Fantastic.
One of the coolest things is they started like back in November, and it was supposed to be like a pilot project. It was only supposed to last like 6 months.
6 months on a temporary basis.
I guess that comes up here fairly soon. And I'm hoping, because now that they've gotten an award, they'll continue the service, because I think it's a plus.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It says Cross Bay Ferry won Project of the Year, award given by Tampa Bay Institute of Engineers. Ferry is Florida's best performing transit project this year.
Best performing.
Yep, best performing transit project
nice.
This year. I like that. It says Institute President Danny Jorgensen says the award recognizes projects with applied innovative techniques and successful implementation.
Successful.
So, sounds like they're doing it right over there.
Super duper.
Mm-hmm. The Cross Bay Ferry is a pilot project operating between downtown St. Petersburg and downtown Tampa on a limited schedule. Let's see what else do they say about this.
Limited.
Like I said just a second ago, it says it began operation in November and will complete at the end of March. So that's coming up.
Yes.
The award was well received by the city of St. Petersburg, according to Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin. I didn't know that she was deputy mayor.
Yes. In fact, she was on the City Hall broadcast a month or so. It
was
maybe.
Her husband was the sports writer that just passed away.
Yes.
I didn't know that she was the
deputy mayor.
That's cool.
Yeah, she was on the City Hall broadcast with Will Koontz. It may have been back in December.
Well, let's hope that, let's see, it says here, unlike current public transportation like HART and PSTA, which recoup about 20 to 25% of their total operating costs, the Cross Bay Ferry is recovering between 40 and 50%.
Nice.
In its short life, it is the best performing transit project in the state of Florida.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need more transportation projects.
I like that. Once the project completes, planners will look at the data and make a determination if continued use of the Tampa Bay waterways is the best interest for those who commute between the two cities. Well, I think that's cool, and I think it's a great, I don't know, I like it.
I love it. I love it.
I've always liked the idea. I've not ever used it, but I'd like to.
Yes.
Someday.
It's all about planning and having time.
Yeah. Watch out!
Yeah.
Is it good?
Wow, I just got a sip of this hippie juice.
It's
strong?
It's not. It smells strong, but it's very good.
It is very good.
But it gives you a little bit of a burn.
Tastes like a hippie.
No, it doesn't.
You would know.
I would know.
Your hippies taste good then. Right. Better than the hippies of my day.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not too bad.
Gross.
It's sweet. It's definitely very sweet.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely taste the coconut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
And those could be very dangerous.
The only thing I don't like about it is the cucumber taste.
I wish it had a little bit more lemonade in it, honestly.
I think it's good. I think it's good just the way it is.
A little strong.
Hey, if during one of the breaks you want to run out there and splash a little in there, you can do it.
Do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed ice.
Should we go ahead and talk about sports, man?
We can. Do you want to talk about food? We did. I did manage
Let's
to feed everybody
sports.
Again. Once again, we went to the clubhouse grill and tavern. I'll tell you, I'm so impressed by this place.
I want to go over there this weekend. I want to go over there for lunch.
Put it on the calendar somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
got
find
a lot
it.
Of stuff going on.
Exactly. But tonight we just went with the chicken fingers. They're amazing, amazing Sidewinder fries.
Yeah.
And chicken quesadilla.
Now, I tried the fries.
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So awesome.
The chicken fingers, so good.
Yes.
A lot of times when you get chicken fingers, they're kind of dry.
Oh,
these
no,
were
not,
not
these.
And they're big.
Yeah, they're big, and they were, I mean, very good.
Very,
I mean,
very
would you say they were
good.
Moist?
They, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you always have to find a place to put that in.
I wanted
you?
To pull, earlier in the week, I heard this story on the radio about, I think there were like the 30 grossest words in the English language.
Oh. Nice.
And moist was like right up there at the top.
Oh, good. Sure. Good. I'm glad.
There's words like secrete.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Secrete's bad.
That's a bad one.
Ointment.
Yeah.
I didn't think ointment. I don't think that's that gross. Panties? Is panties gross?
I don't know.
I don't think panties are gross.
Panties?
I mean, I can imagine there are some gross panties.
Right.
But
yeah.
Overall, I don't think panties as a word is gross.
Yeah.
You know. What else? What else? What other word?
Botulism. That's gross. I don't know. That's gross.
Sorry. About the...
from botulism back to the clubhouse.
Yes.
Back to the clubhouse. No botulism
here. Is it the clubhouse bar and grill?
It's the clubhouse tavern.
Grill and tavern.
Mm-hmm. Which is located on Seminole Boulevard on the east side of the street at the end of Walsingham Road. 10637 117th Drive.
Okay.
But like I said, 117th Drive doesn't have a street sign. It's kind of a weird area there, but they're in that shopping center. There's a Seminole, Subs and Euros.
Okay.
I know where you are.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's that used tire place, right? Right in there somewhere?
So right along there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, check it out. Their phone number, if you want to call ahead and pick up, is 727-317-2975.
Right.
Huge place, pool tables, stage, live music a lot of the nights.
That's cool. I like that. We should do that.
We definitely need to check
it
out.
And it's close.
And
I wonder if we could play there.
Well, possibly.
We go and check it out.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk to Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, you could probably play one Sunday before they open. You know?
Anyway.
You're a funny guy.
One Friday night after they close.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's usually what time, you know, bands like yours start anyway, when the rest of us folk are already in bed.
And I feel like Vinny told me they don't stop making food until like 2 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're open until like 4 a.m. or something. Huh. They don't
he
stop making food until
he must pay that staff 2. Well.
Yeah.
Well, Ty, speaking of your band, Deceptive Intruder, when can we expect to see you again?
March 17th. It's Brass Mug.
Brass Mug again.
Brass
that's
Mug.
That's a good venue for
yeah,
that.
We like it.
It is. It is a good venue.
They keep asking us to come back.
Yes.
Well, that's
we
cool.
like that. So make your St. Patrick's Day plans now to go to the Brass Mug.
Right.
And see Deceptive Intruder.
They had best like have it. Some green beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will.
They might.
I'm sure.
Do you think?
Well, or, it's a St. Patrick's Day thing.
Or will it be like we went to one party once where they said they were going to have green beer, and all they were doing is putting a couple of drops of green food coloring in the bottom of the glass and then filling it up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that legit? I don't know.
I don't think it's legit.
I expect the beer to be already green.
Right, you're like scooping it out of a cauldron and it's green.
Cauldron.
You know, it's
witch's brew.
When you pot said of gold.
Cauldron. Exactly. Cauldron reminds me when I was in the Marine Corps. I my buddy Russ Rivard and his then wife Shelley Rivard, prettiest Marine I ever saw. But anyway,
I wasn't a Marine.
No, you
for
weren't.
Anyone that no. feel like I should be offended.
But you have to admit, Shelley was a pretty Marine.
She was a very beautiful Marine.
Right. But anyway, they had a party, and it was called a Jungle Juice Party.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big metal trash can, and everybody was supposed to bring a bottle of liquor and a 2-liter bottle of your soda of choice.
Right.
And when you got there, you just poured it all in the trash can, and it had dry ice in it, so it was all like, you know,
Smoking.
And I think within about an hour, everybody was passed out on the floor.
I'm sure.
It looked a lot like Jonestown.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
There wasn't even a comet going by.
Right.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No. Anyway, let's talk about sports, man. Hannah Claire, what happens on Sunday?
Super Bowl.
Yes, woo-hoo! Super Bowl what?
51.
Well, Super Bowl 51 kicks off on Sunday at 6:30 on Fox. The big game is being held in Houston at their NRG Field.
Houston.
Mm-hmm. For all of you who may have been in a coma, the big game will have the Atlanta Falcons upsetting the New England Patriots.
Ah. Mm-hmm. You think the Falcons are going to take it, huh?
I think so. Okay. Betting lines have the Patriots by 3. Semicolon, 58.5. Have no idea what that means. But that's what it said in the paper.
Big gambler over here.
Yeah. Let's see. The halftime show is going to be Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Gaga. Mm-hmm.
I know that's one of your favorites.
Well, you know it.
You know, I saw an interview with her. She's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented.
Yes, she's very talented.
She was cool on American Horror Story.
She's probably best singers out there today. Or the best female singer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
She's very good.
She's all right.
She's very good. Mm. I like her.
She's all right for a white girl.
Yeah.
Right.
She works. She works.
Did you know that on the Monday following the Super Bowl, 1.5 million people call in sick.
That is not a surprise.
Well, when you hear that, it's like, well, why don't they have the Super Bowl on Saturday?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, doesn't that make sense?
It does.
Well, the reason that they don't is because the NFL and the networks got together and said, well, we won't have the ratings on Saturday that we would on Sunday, which I said,
why not?
Which I think is bullshit.
Right.
Look, the NFL claims that they don't get the ratings for Saturday games. There aren't very many Saturday games, but they don't get the ratings for Saturday games like they do for Sunday games. So they're saying that if the Super Bowl is on Saturday, that they're not going to get it. But the Super Bowl is an event.
Right. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, a playoff game. It is right. It is the game.
Right.
You know. So
and
have
the
it.
Commercials.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even care about sports and I watch the Super Bowl usually.
Right. Oh, it's just like the college championship game. Monday night.
Right.
At 9 o'clock?
Right.
You know.
What are you doing?
Right.
Who's watching that one?
When every other college game is on Saturday?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Now, one of the things that did make sense to me is that other than the ratings for the network, the host cities that host, they prefer it on Sunday because they don't want you coming into town Saturday for the game. And then leaving
and
Sunday.
Leaving.
They want you there all weekend.
Right.
Which makes sense.
I can see that point. Right. So then just make Monday a holiday.
Yeah.
Now, who was it that was going to do that? Somebody that did not, they opted not to buy like one of the $1 million commercials. Heinz Ketchup.
Ah.
They said that they want to put into whatever.
Their standard operating procedure.
Yeah, that Monday from here on out is a legal holiday.
Nice.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
cool.
Well,
especially when over a million people are calling in sick.
Right. So what do you
Might
think about
well.
The Heinz Ketchup thing? I think that's kind of a big deal because, or a smart deal.
Absolutely.
Because they opted to not, you know, do the big $1 million commercial. Mm-hmm. But, you know, earlier this week, they come out with this thing about the holiday,
right?
You know, so they got a lot of press about it.
Absolutely, and they got way more media attention.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty smart.
You know, a 30-second commercial would have gotten them.
Right.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am looking at football food.
Yes,
because that is the important thing.
Hey,
for part of the studio audience here,
just Therese get a bunch of these French fries.
Yeah, definitely. We may have to go to the clubhouse on Sunday
that's
to get
fine
some
with
fries
me.
Yeah,
and things.
No, that's good.
No, but I pulled up this recipe online, and I don't have a football-shaped cake pan.
Ooh.
So ours may be a different shape.
That's all right.
But this is bacon-crusted mac and cheese.
Oh, dear God.
So basically you...
Grease meat cheese.
Exactly. Exactly. You weave the bacon and cook it some.
Right.
And then you wrap it around like a ball of mac and cheese and bake it in the oven until it's crispy.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. So I will be attempting some sort of, what did you call it, Ty?
Grease meat cheese
concoction. And I may try to make them look like footballs as well. But at this point, grease, meat, cheese, the shape doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that Lady Gaga is going to be the halftime performer. And it seems like these days a lot of entertainers are using their opportunity in their voice to get up and make some sort of political statement.
Yes. Yep.
And they asked her during an interview, you know, pregame sort of thing. This is sort of like media week.
Right.
You know, not just for the players, but for, you know, the entertainers
Everybody.
And that kind of thing.
Right.
And she said, what did she say? She says, I don't know if I will succeed in unifying America. You'll have to ask America when it's over. The only statements that I'll be... hippie juice. I'll be making are the ones that I've been consistently making throughout my career. She said, I believe in passion for inclusion. I believe in the spirit of equality, and the spirit of this country is one of the love is one of love and compassion and kindness. So anyway, that's I guess her.
So she's not going to come out and
no,
and start a
Trump's
riot
a jerk!
And protest and yeah. Have.
I wish you would.
You know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. To wrap sports up, my Tampa Bay Lightning have not won a game since the weekend's NHL All-Star game. Something
they haven't. I
have
thought
they
did.
Won a game since the All-Star game. Something that they really needed to do. They are so far behind that they almost have to at this point kind of win out.
Oh.
So I don't really hold a lot of hope for the rest of the season. But, you know.
You never know.
You know, you never. Right. You never know.
You never know.
I just don't know what happened. I mean, for the last two or three seasons, they've been so powerful. And now all of a sudden. And then they have all the same players.
Right.
It's just something's not right.
Yeah.
Something's not right.
What's his name? Pulled his groin.
Yeah.
Again.
One groin pull and that's it. Muffed
groin
the
puller.
Season.
Anyway, we should take a break.
Yes.
Let's see. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Rest
we have
of the show.
A lot of fun stuff.
Sometime here in the near future, we'll play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We got a story about guns.
Well,
this story guns. About guns is just going to blow you away.
Guns. Oh, ha, ha. He's so funny sometimes.
I didn't know I said that.
Hippie juice.
Hippie juice.
Right. It's working.
I'm sorry, guys.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do it. 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me. But I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a red under my bed. And there's a little yellow man in my head. And there's a true blue inside of me. I know you'll understand. There's a time device inside of me. I'm a self-destructive man. There's a rat under my bed. And there's a little green man in my head. And said you're not going crazy. You're just a bit sad. Cause there's a man in you. Yeah.
everybody. That's the Kinks with Destroyer.
Yes.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
The thing about that song is I haven't heard it in so long. When I was going through my my music list, I was like, I ran across it. I was like, oh my God.
I didn't know I had this.
That'll take you back.
Yeah, right.
This is a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you continue to listen to the show, which I demanded.
Yes, you did do that earlier.
You will see that the music that we have picked for this evening, it's sort of a British invasion.
Ah.
We started off with David Bowie and Rebel Rebel. That, of course, was a Destroyer by the Kinks. And
more British invaders.
Stick around and see what other British surprises we have.
Oh, my.
For you.
I'm more concerned about the Russian invasion.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Any day now.
Ty. I'm telling you, you're going to have to go live with your grandfather.
No, we cannot.
You two can march on Washington, D.C. every day.
We cannot let them.
I would.
We cannot let them together. Join forces because then we'll really have a problem.
I'm pretty sure that my dad thinks that this is the apocalypse.
It is.
It is not.
It is.
Would you just calm down for Christ's sake?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
I guarantee you that this time next year, we're going to be feeling the exact... You know,
this time next
whatever.
Year, when we can film Mad Max in our yard.
Right.
Could you please stop?
People walking around in, like, leather jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm. No, look, I will say this about
Football
our President
equipment.
Trump. I mean, he does have a bit of the...
the Grand Cheeto.
Asshole in him.
Yeah, I mean, a bit?
Well, he just... He
right
can't,
where his face
It just seems
be.
Like he can't get out of his own way. He can't get out of his own way. I mean, earlier this week, apparently there's like an annual prayer breakfast for presidents.
Yes.
Okay, so he goes to his first one. And he's up there, you know, I guess at the podium at this prayer breakfast. And instead of saying something spiritual or something like that.
Positive
about
the country.
He decides to take the opportunity to have everybody there pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who took over his show, The Apprentice. And he wants them to pray for him because the ratings are so bad.
Right.
Nice.
They're in the tank. They're terrible.
Did you see? Arnold responded.
Yeah, Arnold did respond, which was funny because Arnold was like, look, if you want to change places.
Right.
Yeah, you can take the show back over and you know, get the ratings where you want them. Right. And then I can become president and then everybody will get to sleep at night.
Right.
Good for Arnold.
Good
I thought that was
him.
Great. But I mean...
I mean, at least Arnold has a little bit of political experience,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You know.
But this is just a perfect example of how immature our president is.
I know.
Right.
I know.
I mean, why do you suppose he does that? Do you think does he think that he's just that funny?
Yes, he does.
The man's an idiot.
I mean, it's almost like he's like a 10-year-old.
He can't control himself.
This
exactly.
is truly the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
It is.
Not yet.
The protesters will form a shield.
Mm. All right. Yeah, I tell you what might be the end of the world is the number of guns that we have in this world, in our country.
Yes.
Do you know that there's like 1.7 million licensed to carry
Concealed?
I think so. Hold on. Where is it?
How many unlicensed?
Well, that's the question.
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as I told my boss that I was like moving out into my own place, he's like, well, do you have a gun?
You can't move out without a gun.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
1.7 million concealed weapons permit holders in Florida.
In Florida.
The most of any state in the country.
Wow.
A bunch of cowboys around here.
But here's what's scary. 1.7 licensed people.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but in the last 6 months or so, we've had all of these gun stores being robbed.
Right.
Because it's the end of the world.
I mean, just earlier this week, one was robbed. Guns Galore in Lakeland was robbed.
Not guns galore.
They were burglarized and the
that was my
burglars
porn name.
Made off with 46 handguns.
46.
46.
Wow.
Yeah. Just
that's a lot of hands.
The same store The same store on December 24th burgled again.
They're in a bad location.
12 guns.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay. How does a gun store get robbed? Did they not have enough guns?
Yeah, well, they
do it when
security.
They're closed. See?
You see?
They do it when they're closed. In October 2015, thieves smashed through an exterior wall at Shooting Sports on North Del Mabry in Tampa. They got away with 42 handguns.
What'd they smash through the wall with?
Probably a sledgehammer.
I think a car.
Black wall. No, that one's. I got that one too.
Sorry. I got my gun store yeah. robberies confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of these crazy gun store robberies.
Yeah.
And the world isn't ending. Think about it. Come on.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's happening all the time, man. Well, People are getting crazy.
One of the things that I was wondering is that I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, five places, okay? Five gun stores.
Locally.
Here in Florida. Locally. I mean, close to us, not very far from us.
Right. This doesn't include Miami or Jacksonville.
They've all been robbed. A total of 173 guns have been stolen, all right, in that period of time.
Right.
Is this something that's happening in every state?
Maybe, yeah.
What about every, if this is just one, say the Tampa and surrounding area,
right.
What's happening in Miami? What's happening the Jacksonville
area? Oh, so you think that maybe...
That's, to me...
So, yeah, this is all pretty local. I mean, you're talking about Wesley Chapel, Tampa... Yeah, all right here.
I mean, we're like a 5-6 county radius.
Very close, within 100 miles.
Right. Those are just the ones here. That's not the whole state. I have to Google that.
It's pretty frightening. I mean, here are these stolen weapons. When they're stolen like that, once they're stolen, you cannot go and register it properly, can you?
No.
No.
I mean, aren't there laws about buying a stolen weapon? I mean, how would you know if you were buying a stolen weapon?
You would know.
I think what they're saying in this article is that
these weapons aren't
stealing them to sell them. They're basically, they're selling them, but they're not selling them to reputable people that would go and get them registered and that kind of thing.
No, they're selling them on the black
to criminals.
Market.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're doing with them.
So now out of these five robberies, there's 173 more guns out there.
Right. Yeah. And who knows?
Unmarked, whose hands.
And this one place that I just talked about first, they've been robbed twice.
Right. Yeah.
Twice since December 24th.
So what's that, 2 months?
Well, what
January, not even?
Yeah.
What has to happen? I don't understand. I don't understand how it's so easy. I think that what they need to do is they start needing to make rules where gun stores need to be a lot more like armories.
Yeah.
You're not gonna
manned.
Well, could be manned. Should be manned. Right.
Well, I mean, if it takes so long to get a license and everything, why bother even having the guns there? You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to send off for that, just like you got to send off.
There's a 3-day waiting period.
They have display ones that aren't functional.
Well, that's what's being stolen are the display guns.
But you shouldn't make them functional if it's a display gun.
Oh, they should just be like replicas.
Exactly.
Oh,
it shouldn't actually be, usable.
Yeah, 3D print some fake ones.
That's cool.
Plastic, so it looks exactly like it. Maybe weight them so it has the exact same weight and everything.
I also like the idea of the smart gun.
Right.
I don't like that.
I do. I like that because it gets your palm print or your finger print or something like that, and you're the only one that can use it. I think the way that would work properly is the only way that it is activated is when they hand you your license. You know what I'm saying? Once they hand you your license to carry or whatever, and it's properly registered, then that's when your palm print or your fingerprint goes into the database and it goes into that smart chip or whatever in the gun.
But hacking, I mean, everything's getting hacked these days.
Hacking. And I don't know, I bet all of our fingerprints are don't know, might be similar enough.
Yeah, but no, everybody's is unique.
Yeah,
nobody's
but
are
how
the same.
Unique.
Right, okay, but what if, you know, what if you need to use your gun?
Yeah,
and what you if... can't get a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
Does
thanks
it work
a lot,
like that?
Spectrum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, what if it does?
You know what? It would
job,
almost
Frontier.
Have to. I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Oh, my
so,
God.
You know, I mean.
What if you're out of Wi-Fi range?
Yeah, what if you're out of range?
Or what if you
my
just
my gun's
have...
got no bars, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, look, wait right there. I'm going to shut it down, reboot
yeah,
it.
Hold on, I got to reboot it.
Just stand still for a minute.
Let's
when
run a mile
reboots,
down the road. There
I'm
might
shooting
be
your ass.
There.
Hold on. Yeah. Maybe if I climb on top of the car, I can get a signal.
I tell you, there's nothing more frustrating than bad Wi-Fi service.
Yes.
And I will say it again, and I will keep saying it. This Verizon Frontier is the worst ever.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's
so,
pretty bad.
And if you guys are listening from Verizon Frontier, I wish you the pox.
Yeah.
A pox on you.
Or just fix it. Make it work.
I should not have to come home every day and just be able to look at my email. I shouldn't have to shut my the router down.
Reboot.
Right?
Reboot it.
Reboot it. And then go in and do a diagnostic check.
Right.
On the computer to make sure it's not my computer.
Right, to make sure that
the computer's
actually
talking to it. I have
to do that every day.
But you're getting real good
it.
At it, though, aren't you?
I'm like a wizard at it.
Yes.
I'm like a wizard at it.
See, they're going to send you, you know, an application soon.
I know all the buttons to push.
You know. Always have known all the buttons to push, honey. That's
I'm just that kind of guy.
And now you're figuring out Spectrum's buttons to push.
Yeah. So, Ty, let me ask you, because I know that you've said in the past that you're not opposed to having a gun.
Yeah,
I've gone 52 years of my life and not ever owned a gun. And, you know, I kind of go back and forth now about whether I would actually have one.
See, Ty, end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Dad's
here's
considering
the thing.
Getting a gun.
If everybody's going to have a gun. Well,
you don't want to be the guy
not,
without one.
I don't
one.
Want to be the one throwing rocks.
Yeah. Right.
You know, depending on my dukes. You know.
My mitts.
Yeah, right, you know. Don't show up to a gunfight with a knife.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Plastic spoon.
I got a rubber band here. I'll put your eye out.
Yeah.
I'll snap you good. Get you right in the nipple.
Yeah.
Mister.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to having a gun.
Yeah, I really want to get one soon.
I mean, where
especially,
are you going to keep it?
It's, I don't know. Just
I'll
for
get
me,
a case
especially
for it.
If I'm going to like live on my own here soon. Like, I'm only 93 pounds. Like, that's
yeah, take
Tilly.
But
so
see,
she's
I know how you are, Hannah. You're going to go to the gun store and you're going to get, like, a big chrome-plated Dirty Harry.
No, I just want a little revolver.
45 Magnum.
She'll fire it.
I just want a revolver.
Why'd you get the 45? Because they don't make a 46.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be able to
she'll
one
fire
shot
a ripper
one
arm off.
Yeah,
right. Well, yeah, exactly. The recoil will come back, break your nose, and give you a big black eye.
But they will be dead.
Little revolver.
I mean, a lot of people when they
little hooker
when they
gun.
Find out that I was in the Marine Corps, they automatically assume that I have this whole arsenal of you know, guns and tactical gear, and I'm like, no, man, I don't have any of that. I got out of the Marine Corps
in
1991. I've moved on.
Yeah,
you know,
you don't know me very well.
I had a BB gun when I was a kid. My mom took it from me after I had it for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's
you
why
you shot somebody.
That's why we're still considering weighing the options.
I don't know. Just I think they got to do something here with these guns. And now, oh, one of the other things I did see that is related to this this
oh,
whole
here
gun
we
thing.
Go.
Now this there's this chairman Greg Strube.
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 Strube, yes. And he is proposing that there is going to be like a new law that basically says that businesses that ban guns, like movie theaters and things like that,
right,
that they are held liable if anything goes down
Oh.
In like the theater or your restaurant
because
or wherever.
They have taken away the person's opportunity.
Yeah, you've now taken away my opportunity to protect myself.
Right.
Wow.
And so
now you're responsible for the protection and well-being of the patrons.
I honestly thought that that's the way it was anyway. When you go into an establishment, if you go in and get shot, I mean,
they're gonna hook
isn't
you
it
up
their
a
fault?
Bit.
You know, it's like, you let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sold them a ticket.
If I get capped at the movie theater, I want a lifetime free ticket.
Yeah.
At least.
A free bucket of popcorn.
Save me a seat in the back.
And some snow caps.
Yeah. By the door, please.
Right.
So I can run out.
Run out.
Like, you, if you got shot in a movie theater.
Would you ever go back?
Right.
Hell no.
I would, yes.
I would not.
I love the movies.
I don't
they
like
are
going to the
dark.
Movies anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, those chairs, at least at Cobb Theater, they're too good. You're falling asleep.
Too many jerks.
You're vulnerable.
They can't be quiet. Everybody's rude these days.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid you say anything to anybody.
Right.
Now it's a fight.
Right.
You good.
Know? Well, no, what you would need, instead of lifetime movie tickets, they have to build you a home theater.
Yeah.
Yes, that I like.
I like that.
And you get all of the same new releases that are in there.
Okay, so if I get shot in your theater, these are my demands.
Right. I'll need you to sign this agreement that has been drafted by my attorney in order for me to be a patron
at
your facility.
I want you to move me and my family to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Build me a castle. With a theater.
A theater. It's a castle.
And first run movies.
First run movies and a lifetime supply of popcorn and snow caps.
Yeah.
And 45 million walking around money.
Yeah.
Just because.
Just
that's
in case.
All. That's
some
all
change.
I need. That's all I need.
That's it.
I'm going to need it for the arcade you're putting in.
Yeah.
Right. Then
and
I'm
I want
going
it all
to keep the money.
In quarters.
Oh.
Yep.
My iron throne of nickels.
Yes.
Let me sneak this story in before we take our halfway break. The Boy Scouts of America on Monday said that they will allow transgender children who identify as boys to enroll in its boys-only programs.
They will?
That's a new thing for them.
Don't know why in today's day and age the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts don't merge and become
one.
The Youth Scouts.
The Scouts.
Where everybody
that's
learns.
That's a great idea. I've not ever heard that. That's
to build a fire. The Boy Scouts can finally sell a decent product like delicious
learn
Girl Scout cookies instead of popcorn.
Not that popcorn.
How to give a cool hickey.
The girls can participate in the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
Wait, now you're overstepping.
I don't.
Hold on now.
Hold up.
You know, I
we
don't
have no
under.
Paid cars in the Pinewood.
I don't understand why the Girl Scouts.
Cookies are fine, but that's
and
too
the
far.
Boy Scouts don't join forces.
That's a great idea.
And
be
the
Youth
Scouts of America.
I think that's the way it is in other countries.
That's how it should be.
It's how it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
well, I'm sure here soon we'll have the Trump
I mean, think about the Boy Scouts. I mean, wasn't it just a couple of years ago that they got all their feathers all ruffled because they found out that there were some gay troop leaders or something like that?
Yes. I don't think you can call it a feather ruffling anymore.
Oh.
What can you call it? Is that offensive?
It's offensive to the fowl that are listening.
Right. I don't know.
I'm so triggered.
So what this is saying basically is that it will allow transgender children who identify as boys. So that means that they were originally girls.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So, again.
But they're not saying that they will do it the other way around.
Girl Scouts is a little bit more uptight.
No. They're not saying that they will allow transgender boys who are identifying as girls.
Yeah, who are being girls. Yeah.
Right.
The Boy Scouts.
Because then they would want to be in the Girl Scouts. Which is why it needs to be the Youth
the Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts
are trying to keep all the feminine boys for themselves.
Oh.
Mm.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. I will write them a letter.
says that
I buy cookies every year. I have a voice.
The organization had previously held a policy that relied on the gender listed on a child's birth certificate. So whatever it says on your birth certificate is what which, they used to go by.
Now, which scouts you have to join, whether you get to Pinewood Derby or sell cookies.
Says a spokesperson for the organization says it made the decision based on states and communities changing how gender is defined.
Yes. Why do they have to be? Yes. Why do they have to be gender specific?
Right.
You know, I mean, think about it. Toy companies have come under fire because they make, quote, girl toys, or they make boy toys. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, Boy Scouts definitely have some boy toys.
Yeah. Stop. <time. laughs>
Buzzing!
I think it's time to start working together here.
They still doing the naked wrestling?
Jesus. You like gladiator movies, Johnny?
Ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, that's bad. That's so bad.
See, start selling cookies, fellas. Get some tag-alongs.
Says a transgender child in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Was asked, where are they?
Secaucus. Was asked late last year to leave his scout troop after parents and leaders found out he is transgender. So, you know. So well, if you were that kid late last year, right, can you now file a lawsuit?
If he was there that long and all of a sudden they found out, I'd be like, well, dude, you were cool with me before.
Right.
What the hell?
Right.
Just because all of a sudden now you know I'm a girl.
I mean, didn't you always know when you grew up with the kids that were a little, you know, a little lighter in the loafers than the rest of the kids?
Yeah, but I think it's, I don't know, it's different. It's not quite the same.
It never mattered to me.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it still doesn't matter to me. You know, I just don't understand, you know.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the hullabaloo.
I mean, kids are kids.
Right.
All kids get picked on by other kids. I don't care if you're the star athlete. Every kid gets picked on.
Every kid gets picked on.
Yeah,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to get picked on at some point in your life.
Everyone is different in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
So can they sue for cookies?
No, because the Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
Oh. Nope. They can sue for a castle in Hawaii.
Yeah.
A home theater system. Yeah.
And $45 million in
walking
quarters.
Around money. Oh, and don't forget the lifetime supply of popcorn and snow caps.
And snow caps. Mm.
And now we need tag-alongs and Thin Mints.
Yes. And Pinewood Derby cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, everybody.
It's a kit.
Yes.
We should probably think about taking a break.
Okay.
We'll think about
We're
it.
At we'll
that,
think about it.
Magic hour.
Woo-hoo.
It is now.
Woo-hoo.
What time is it? It is 6:58.
6:58.
On a Friday evening. If you're leaving now to go to that David Bowie thing, don't ever listen to this show again. I hope you enjoy it.
Listen in the archives, part two.
It's the Florida Orchestra, you know.
You can see him again.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Anyway, when we come back, we've got movies and entertainment.
Woo.
We got Stump the Chump.
Woo.
Yes.
We got a story about Hooters.
Hooters.
Hey.
We got a jerk of the week.
Those.
Yeah. Ty's hanging around. You just kept him for the second half.
Jerk of the week. We got a story about snakes.
Oh.
We got all kinds of stuff. So why don't we take a break? What do you want to do when we come back? Movies, entertainment?
Yes.
Stump the Chump?
Stump the Chump.
One of the two.
Stump
money.
Chump.
We'll decide during the break.
Okay.
$50.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete.com. When we come back, call us at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.